Hi, welcome to the Poison Pen web conference and the panel on setting in a crime story. I'm Kelly Stanley. Today you're going to hear from writers who cover a spectrum of unique and powerful environments in their work. You'll also hear some of the unique sounds from these settings, from Hawaii to 1930s Berlin to South Carolina and my own San Francisco Bay Area. So let me get started by introducing this outstanding panel. First, we have Mark DeCastric. Mark was born in the North Carolina mountain town of Hendersonville, where his father was an undertaker. This unique experience provided the setting and business for Mark's Barry Clayton series of books, which include Dangerous Undertaking, Grave Undertaking, Foolish Undertaking, and Final Undertaking. Mark's latest series, last year's Blackman's Kaufman and this year's The Fitzgerald Ruse, features a new character, Iraq War veteran and amputee Sam Blackman. These novels are set in Asheville, North Carolina. Mark's novels have received starred reviews from Publishers Weekly, Library Journal, and Booklist, and Blackman's Kaufman was named as an Amazon Top 10 Mystery for 2008. Mark has also written two YA mysteries, Death on a Southern Breeze and A Conspiracy of Genes. Next up, we have Deborah Atkinson. Inspired by Tony Hillerman's work, Deborah weaves the legends of Hawaii into fast-paced, high-tension, suspense thriller novels. Pleasing the Dead is the fourth in the series, which includes Primitive Secrets from 2002, The Green Room, which was a Book Sense pick for October 2005, and Fire Prayer from 2007, which was the winner of a new Covey Cover Award. Debbie has lived in Honolulu for over 30 years and wonders how time passes so quickly. Another author and Hawaii resident is Rebecca Cantrell, creator of the Hannah Vogel series and the critically acclaimed A Trace of Smoke, her debut novel. Though Becky lives on the Big Island, her novels are set in the much grimmer environment of 1930s Berlin. Her next Hannah Vogel novel, A Night of Long Knives, will be released next spring from Tor. Rebecca's short stories are also included in The Missing and ITW's First Thrill anthology, coming out next June. Our next panelist, Misty Berry, has won awards as a screenwriter, technical writer, short fiction writer, and novelist. Her short fiction has been published in Switchback, the online literary journal sponsored by the University of San Francisco, and she was an invited reader during the 2006 Litquake Festival in San Francisco. Her work has been included in published anthologies, and she has taught for the University of California at Berkeley Extension in the writing program. Misty is a board member of Sisters in Crime, the Northern California chapter, adores film noir, her husband, and writing before anyone else wakes up, but not necessarily in that order. As for me, I'm Kelly Stanley. I live in San Francisco, and the setting for my next novel, City of Dragons, which releases from Minotaur on February 2nd of next year, is the San Francisco of 70 years ago, 1940. My debut book, Nox Dormienda, blended a hard-boiled style with a Roman Britain setting and became the first Roman noir. It went on to win the Bruce Alexander Award for Best Historical Mystery and was nominated for a McCavity. I hope you'll stick around and listen to all the wonderful panelists and sounds of settings that await you. And thanks again for being a part of the first ever Poison Pen virtual web conference.